This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden is ordering tough new vaccination rules for federal workers as the Delta variant continues sweeping across the United States. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
In a somber address, the president lamented that effective vaccines are available to all Americans, yet people continue dying from COVID-19.
This is an American tragedy.
In a bid to boost flagging vaccination rates, the president will require federal workers to attest that they've been vaccinated or face mandatory masking, testing, and other rules. He's also asking the Pentagon to look at adding the COVID shots to vaccines troops are required to get, and he's urging state and local governments to offer $100 to people who get shots.
With incentives and mandates, we can make a huge difference and save a lot of lives.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
AstraZeneca has said it will seek U.S. authorization for its COVID-19 vaccine in the second half of this year. AP's Karen Chamas has more.
The new timetable comes after the Anglo-Swedish drug maker had initially suggested in April that it would submit the application within weeks. The new announcement comes as the company released second quarter financial results. The report showed that the drug maker delivered more than 700 million doses of the vaccine to over 170 countries in the first half of this year. That includes 80 million doses that went to the COVAX initiative for low and middle income countries. The UK, European Union and World Health Organization have already authorized use of the AstraZeneca vaccine. Karen Chamas, London.
Fueled by vaccinations and government aid, the U.S. economy grew at a solid 6.5% annual rate last quarter. The total size of the economy has now surpassed its pre-pandemic level. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Congress has passed a bill to fund capital security and increase Afghan visas. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
Emergency legislation that includes money to bolster security at the U.S. Capitol and increases the number of visas for allies who assisted the United States in the Afghanistan war overwhelmingly passed both houses of Congress Thursday. The Senate voted 98-0 to approve, and the House followed, passing it on a 416-11 vote. The bill loosens some visa requirements for translators and others who worked closely with U.S. troops and government civilians in Afghanistan. There's also money for Capitol Police salaries, the National Guard, and improvements to better secure windows and doors around the U.S. Capitol building. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Biden administration announced Thursday it would allow a nationwide ban on evictions to expire Saturday, arguing that its hands are tied after the Supreme Court signaled it would only be extended until the end of the month. The White House said President Joe Biden would have liked to extend the federal eviction moratorium due to the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant of coronavirus. Instead, Biden called on Congress to extend the moratorium to protect such vulnerable renters and their families without delay. The moratorium was put in place last September by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Disgraced Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein has won a victory in court. AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has details.
Truth be told, it was a relatively small victory, and it may only be a temporary one. A judge in Los Angeles has dismissed one of the 11 sexual assault counts against the disgraced Hollywood producer. Lisa B. Lynch agreed with Harvey Weinstein's attorney that a count alleging sexual battery by restraint in May of 2010 was too old to be prosecuted. The win may not stick, however. The judge has given the prosecution permission to refile the charge in a way that may get it to pass muster before the court. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Contact and capture. Docking confirmed at 8:20.
A long-delayed Russian laboratory module docked with the International Space Station Thursday, 8 days after its launching from Russia's space facility in Kazakhstan. The unmanned 20-ton, nearly 13-meter-long Nauka module, also known as the multipurpose laboratory module, docked with the ISS following a long and at times uncertain journey. The craft had problems with its solar panels and reaching proper orbit shortly after launch. That led to crews having to work around the problems to get it to the ISS. The Nauka is now the first new module in the Russian segment of the station since 2010. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.